Hello and welcome to The Court Jester, the podcast that brings you one saucy medieval tale after another. I am Cleo Bethenu, medievalist and storyteller, and before I dive with you in the pits of the most obscene stories of the Middle Ages, I'll do what I usually do and warn you particularly hard today. There's so many things wrong with this story, you have no idea. Most of the fablio that we've talked about so far, and basically all the rest of them that remain, have a series of issues. They're gender binary, misogynistic, violent, ableist, disturbing, absurd, you pick it. Today, I need to warn you especially for the misogyny of this one. And also, I need to warn you that this misogyny goes places. So if you're particularly sensitive to the thought of domestic violence, maybe don't listen to this podcast today. And come back at another day when you feel more resilient. I don't think I have to say to anyone listening to this by now that this is content that you should consume in context, but I do realize that this is a very sensitive subject for many, many people even today, so be kind to yourself, be warned, and be prepared. Also, I must warn you, there's quite a few instances of foul language in this episode, so again, keep that in mind. For the brave and the curious that stayed with me after this one, let's go. Today's story is called A Cunt Made with a Spade. Stay with me. Everything is wrong about this one. Let's go. As you may know, God made the man out of a lump of clay, and through his rib, he made a woman. Through his rib, because the rib has bone, and woman had to be made of bone to withstand the heavy fortunes that being a woman entails. Because a woman has to suffer blows, and she has to be resilient enough to withstand them several times a week. That said, God made her pretty, so he gave her a nice neck and shoulders and a pretty face. And he looked at her and thought, that's good. That is a good day's work. But God had been so careless in the making of a woman that he forgot to give her a cunt. The devil showed up. And of course, he took note. And as the devil likes to do, he went to God and went all smartass about it. See, God, you made a mistake. This woman's incomplete. The lower half of her is basically useless. What's Adam going to do with her if she doesn't have no holes? Well, I'm too busy now, said God. You take care of that. I can't take care of that any longer. It's already taken up enough of my time. Oh, can I do whatever I want? Said the devil. Yeah, you do it. Do whatever you want. I don't care. I am busy. Bye. So the devil went and found his tools, and he got axes and chisels and hammers, cutting tools, knives, all the instruments you could find that you could open a hole with. And then he started looking at his model and thinking, what's the best tool to go about this admittedly hard job? And he was thinking, I shouldn't make it too tight, because if it's too tight, no one's going to appreciate it. So I'd rather make it big and wide and give people some space. He tried some things. First, he tried the chisel, then he tried the hammer. They weren't exactly working in the way that he wanted them. And then finally, he got to the spade. That's what I need, he said. Something to make it wide and deep. That's exactly what I need. That's the perfect tool for it. Let's get to work. Let's get to work. And to work he got. And with the spade, he made a cunt. And before leaving the woman, he squatted in front of her face and farted on her tongue. That's why all women, old and young, every time they speak with the farts of the devil. That's why old women can never speak anything but nonsense. Faced with a devil's fart, the woman tried to spit it out, but how can anyone contest the devil's fart? There's only one way to undo this devilishness that now lives in all women, and that is, take note, with gifts. Buy them presents. But be that as it may, we should not vilify the cunts, because a cunt is an example of fine workmanship, and the devil did his best. And as you know, it has been the downfall of many a good man who've come to grief and disgrace and loss and poverty just because of a cunt. This was a story of a cunt made with a spade. If you like what you've heard, you're weird. But if you're weird, Please subscribe to The Court Jester on Spotify or wherever else you get your podcasts, and tell everyone you know, so that they can come here, listen to it, and be weird with you. As usual, I have put several links in the show notes. Those include the translation that I'm using and the social media of the podcast, so that you can come find me and talk about this with me. And once more before I go, The Court Jester is the work of a medievalist, me. If you're feeling generous, you can support the podcast on Patreon. You'll get bonus episodes, additional material, and other good things. I've put links in the show notes for that too. And I am here to remind you that your patronage gives me a sense of achievement that's otherwise lacking in my life, and the ability to bring you more stories of the Middle Ages. Why you'd like that, I don't know, but if you do, that's what you can do. Thank you for listening. Until next time.